Well, we're just, you know, less than 2 weeks away from Halloween here. And so there have been studies recently that say that parents really don't understand or they underestimate just how terrifying Halloween can be for young kids in particular. We're joined this afternoon by Dr. Lori Zellinger, who's an author, child psychologist. How are you, Dr. Lori?
I'm fine, thank you, Ken.
Thanks for joining us. So is it too freaky for young kids to go out and trick-or-treat in areas where they're going to get the bejesus scared out of them?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think that Halloween has evolved. It's really become a holiday where, at this point, where it had just been fun and people dressed in fun costumes and you went to neighbors and you got candy and you had a late night to stay up. Now it's evolved into more of a holiday of caution, I would say. You know, it was originally intended for young kids to have a good time, but now when adolescents go out, they push the envelope a little bit, and now there's more mischief, and we're always saying to our children, be careful, we watch what they eat, we're afraid of, you know, kids egging us. And in the spirit of adolescence, of trying to push the envelope, their costumes are getting scarier and more real. They're more contrast in the costumes. Kids are afraid of things that are unfamiliar to them. So for the most part, and lots of kids have nightmares after Halloween, but for young children, when they're going out, they are really scared by things that are either unfamiliar or look real.
So let's define young kids, Dr. Lori. So are we talking, you know, 3, 4, 5-year-olds? Are we talking 9, 10, 11-year-olds?
Well, for 3, 4, 5-year-olds, when somebody puts on a costume, they are then becoming that character. Even if a parent puts on a costume, it's scary for them. The best thing for a child is if they don't want to be scared, you want them to look at people in costumes where their faces are not covered. The faces should be exposed, because when the faces are covered, it becomes more real. If there are things on a costume that light up or move, they become more real and they become more scary for a child. So children with very vivid imaginations, because we know that sometimes kids can't tell the difference between imaginary and real when they're 3, 4, and 5. They see these witches as real witches.
But, but if they're going out, let me ask you this. If you take all the freak out of Halloween, are you taking all the fun out of Halloween?
Well, it depends what age. You know, if you say that to an adolescent, yeah. You know, they want to do everything that they're not allowed to do the rest of the year. They'd like to act up and act out. For little kids, you take it out and it's fun and it's familiar and it's like a birthday party. And for them, you know, it's fun. They don't need the scary element to have fun.
So what about some of these? Because, you know, when my kids were that age, either my wife or I took them out trick-or-treating. So we were there to reassure them if they kind of were getting a little edgy. And I can't imagine a 4-year-old going out trick-or-treating by themselves.
They shouldn't. And in fact, they should not be taken out by a babysitter or somebody that they don't know well. They should be taken out by somebody that they trust.
Okay, so what happens?
Somebody who can read their signals, too, if they're getting scared.
So then what happens if, because Halloween has become like one of the most decorated, themed holidays of all
right.
time. I mean, it's almost equal to Christmas in terms of the amount of decorations that people are putting up. So what you come upon, you know, somebody's front yard who's been transformed into a graveyard, and there's a couple
right.
of skeletons and you know, maybe some bloody dolls hanging from a tree. What do you do? Do you skip the house?
Parent?
Yeah. Do you skip the house?
Well, actually, I think that I might. You know, there are certain picture yourself as a child. Kids are lower. They're shorter anyway. So one thing that we don't think of is that when they approach a house that has a fence in front of it, if they don't have a clear view of the door, they can't see what's beyond. Their anxiety is going to be raised. So I would make sure that they can get a good view of the house. If the child feels scared, I would never push them to do anything that they don't want to do. Don't coax them. You can have them watch other children walking up to the door. So the other kids are modeling for them that they go, they get candy, they return, and they're safe.
Yeah, and if the big brother comes back with a huge regular-sized candy bar that the little kid didn't get to have, the little kid's going to be ticked off.
And he might want to go then. But I would never push a kid. I would allow them to watch and then decide if they feel ready. The house that's more decorated, that has things that are flapping in the wind, will become scarier for the child and will be like their bad dream. You know, anything that that wakes a child up from sleep that has monsters in it will be scary. So I would ask, I would permit them to assess the situation when we approach each house and make a determination if they want to go or not.
All right. Dr. Lori Zellinger, thank you very, very much. What's the book that you published, by the way?
Well, I have two of them. They both, the second edition of my first book came out in September, and it's called The Oh My and Tonsillectomy and Adenoidectomy, How to Prepare Your Child for Surgery. And that's put out by Loving Healing Press, as is my second book called Please Explain Anxiety to Me, Simple Biology and Solutions for Children and Parents. And that's because so many kids are anxious. I spend many, many hours of my week working with children who are anxious.
Well, I got all anxious just from all this negative talk of Halloween.
Well, I was going to say, so you also have to consider your kid's temperament. If they are an anxious child, be patient with them, because this is not the holiday that they're going to warm up to.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Lori. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Thank you.